we had questions, did you have answers? It's time for the answers to our President's Day quiz. Earlier, we gave you a list of questions about some presidential firsts, a few presidential milestones, and now you can see how you did. Okay, number one, the first president to visit a foreign country was Theodore Roosevelt. He sailed to Panama in 1906. Woodrow Wilson, by the way, was the first U.S. president to cross the Atlantic while in office. He went to France in 1918. Number two, the first to visit the West Coast. In 1880, Rutherford B. Hayes toured the West by train. He made his way to San Francisco. Number three, the first president born west of the Mississippi was, and if you guessed Herbert Hoover, you would be right. He was born in a cottage in West Branch, Iowa. So, who was the first president born in a hospital? That was Jimmy Carter, and it was in 1924. In the 19th century, most people were born in homes. Number five, James Buchanan was the first bachelor elected president. There were some other presidents who were unmarried. Jefferson, for example, had lost his wife before he became president. How about the first to have been divorced? That was Ronald Reagan. He and actress Jane Wyman divorced in 1949. Number seven, the first president to resign was Richard Nixon in 1974. And we asked who was the first to die in office. Well, that was William Henry Harrison. He caught pneumonia at his inauguration in 1841, and he died about a month later. Number nine, the first to wear trousers regularly instead of knee breeches. Well, that was our fourth president, James Madison, in 1809. There you go. I guess that was a sign of the times. And now, number 10, our bonus question, the first president to own a radio. It was installed in a bookcase in his study, and it was in 1922, and it belonged to Warren Harding. He was also the first president to make a radio broadcast that same year. Thanks for taking our President's Day quiz, and happy President's Day. Sorry, no prizes. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.